Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be here with all of you, Joyce, and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, which is hymn number 77, O Lord My God. It's also on the screen.
Out of acclamation and
Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, through whom we can come together and gather to worship together as your children here in this church and also online. Loving God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. You are the God of salvation, and we rejoice in the amazing deeds that you have done. By the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave us eternity, and you have opened the gate of eternal life and the heaven for us. We are grateful for your gifts of forgiveness and a new start of resurrection experience in this world. May the obedience of Christ, the righteous one, become the chief cornerstone of our lives. Grant that we may worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, O God. That we worship you together and adore your name. May the services of word and praise we offer today bring glory and honor to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So, fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
It's weird though.
Yes.
You know when it's coming off.
You'll be able to follow me. I'll just sing it out.
So our congregation choice this today is "He Lives." It's in the hymnal, also on the screen. Please stand if you're able to sing.
Please stand if you are able.
And join us. It's a great song.
Salvation.
If we remain standing, we're going to be reading the Nicene Creed, which you will see on the screen here, and we'll all read this together in blue. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. So prayer time now, where we come and share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we bring our prayers of burdens and concerns together as a body of Christ and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time. So let us share our prayers of blessings and thank God, and also prayers of concerns. Last page in the bulletin, you will have the prayer requests in those boxes listed there. Please use this bulletin as a reminder for your prayer every day, lifting these people and these items up in your prayers every day. The ones that are highlighted there, please remember them. They are in sickness and going through various procedures. Keep them in our prayers, especially Jan Bezor and Carol Clemens is in the facility now. And Ronnie Ruckel, Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou, Yolanda Tong, Pam, Ashton, Adam. Please remember these people for their healing. Lou is recovering from her knee surgery. She has a lot of pain, but that is part of the healing, so we have to lift her up in our prayers. Please pray for Melissa Pilcher, for her needs in her family life. And also lift up Jean McBrayer in our prayers. She's here today with us. She's still in the rehab center there, so please keep her in our prayers also. Please remember our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who worked behind the scenes to serve us. Let us be thankful for them and for their services. Pray for their families during this time. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. Pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions that will bring peace and unity in this country and around the world. Also, remember the world leaders, when they make decisions, will also fear God and be guided by the wisdom of God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world and to bring an end to all these wars that are happening around. Also, I forgot to add one thing about the fire in South Georgia. A lot of people are affected by that, and still they are going through a difficult time containing the fire. So let us pray for the people who are working there in various different ways, and also those who are affected by the fire in South Georgia. Pray for our church, that God has given us in this community to do his work in this area, to share his love with the resources that we have. Let us pray for all the churches in this community, pastors and missions and ministries who work in various different ways, that God will bless them in their work. And the world church at large, missionaries and many others who to different parts of the world who work to spread the love of God, let us remember them in our prayers, that God will give them the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to work. Those are the prayer requests that I wanted to bring up today. If anybody have any special prayer requests to bring up. If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll have a moment of silent prayer. Then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. Thank you. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for the gift of life and family and friends and the church and the service that you allow us to do here today. We thank you above all for your safety and protection. Even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, Lord, keeping us safe through our lives in this dangerous world of evil, and a lot of things are happening around us beyond our control. But you are the one who keeps us safe, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and lived among us as one among us, one of us, and suffered and died. And he rose from the dead so that we can have eternity with you, so that we have a resurrection that we can look forward to after this life in this world. We thank you for everything that you give us, O God. We come before you as broken people also in many different ways, with needs and burdens that burden us every day, Lord. Some of us are weary and some of us are tired, and many of us are anxious and afraid because of the future and the burdens that we are looking. But you are the source of all true healing, and you can make us whole. Scripture says even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We bring up our dear ones into your hands, the items that we have lifted here, especially the ones who need healing in their bodies. Jan Bezor, Carol Clements, Jean McBrayer, Lou Hughes, Yolanda Tong, Pam, Ashton, and Adam, and many others that we have not named here. You know them by name, and you know them personally. We pray for your healing hand to touch them, O God, and heal them according to your grace. We pray for Jean McBrayer also at the rehab center. Bless her with your grace during the time her, O God. Recover her back to normal soon so she can go home. Pray for your special peace be upon her, and also your presence to be with her. We pray for all of those who are looking for various healing and various needs. Especially we pray for Melissa Pilcher and her family needs, and many others. We pray for your grace upon them. We pray for our service workers, military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes on a daily basis. We thank you for their services, and also we pray for them and their families for their protection and safety. We pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who serve us in many different ways. We pray for your guidance upon them, that the decisions that they will make will be guided by God's wisdom and not human wisdom, that they will also make decisions that will bring peace and unity in this country and around the world. We pray for the world leaders also, that they will fear God when they make decisions that will bring an end to all these wars that are happening and have peace in this world. We pray for our church also. Thank you for the gift of service that you gave us in this community to do your work. Pray for all the churches in coming and around us. Bless the pastors and the leaders and the missionaries and ministries in various different ways that they are working here. We pray that you be with us today, Lord, that we will worship you in truth and in spirit, and share that Lord's table together with our Hispanic friends, that will be a blessing to our lives. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. May your name be lifted up, and your name be lifted up, and your name glorified in all the things that we do here, in our sharing of the word, sharing of the table, that will bring an honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory.
please stand for the doxology. Beautiful day for us to gather here together. We pray that you can bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading today, which comes from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us so that we can live in this world with life and spirit. We can also receive the word that we may be life and spirit to others through our lives. As we come before your word, O God, humble our hearts and give us an obedient spirit. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Thank you for the Spirit who guides us in every truth so that we can experience the power of your word in our life as we hear today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today's passage that we read is one of the most comforting words of Jesus he gave his disciples while he was in this world. And it is still one of the most comfortable, most comforting words for millions of people, for generations. Let not your hearts be troubled. There are moments in life when the heart feels heavier than our words can express. Moments when uncertainty is around us, and when the future or the road ahead does not seem to be clear. It is into this very space and situation that Jesus gently comes in and tells us, do not let your hearts be troubled. Having a faith does not keep us from having trouble. I don't have to tell you that. Trouble is everywhere around us. And Jesus does not say that trouble will not come. But he instead speaks directly to the heart in the middle of it, telling us, comforting us, do not let your hearts be troubled. In other words, he's telling us that trouble may knock at the door, but you don't have to invite it to stay with you. These disciples were in a place where they were confused. Jesus was with them, actively doing ministry, going and preaching and healing and doing wonders and miracles and have an active ministry with his disciples. And all of a sudden, Jesus was talking to them about him leaving this world. And he was telling them about some of the things that they didn't want to hear, that he was going to be crucified and he was going to be suffering and then he will die and leave this world. They didn't want to hear that. Everything familiar that they knew with Jesus was shifting from beneath their feet to uncertainty and doubts. They were filled with anxiety and questions. And yet Jesus offers them the comfort, believe in God, believe also in me. Faith in Jesus Christ and faith in God is our anchor in moments of anxiety. It is not a solution to every problem that we may face, but it gives us a steady place where we can stay firm with confidence because we have a God who is with us, who is greater than every problem that we can ever imagine. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is outside. Or the peace, the faith that God gives us in us can confront any powerful evil outside of our body. So he is giving the comfort that you are not alone. You have a God who is more powerful, who is going to be there with you in the midst of our troubles. So do not be afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me. David was in a similar situation in his life that he wrote Psalm 40. We don't know the exact situation he was going through, but he was singing, writing a song at that time, Psalm 40, and he says he was in the bottom of the pit of life. Then he says, he lifted me from the pit of despair and from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. And made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, the hymn of praise to our God. When he found himself in the depth of a pit, a miry clay as he says it, God came to rescue him from that pit and put his feet on a stable ground. That is what we need during the time of confusion, anxiety and fear. We might like to have the answer to every problem. But that's not reality. God does not give answer to every problem ahead of time. But God gives us Jesus to be with us in the midst of our problems, to go through the situations in our lives. We all know that we live in a fallen world, full of evil and pain and suffering. It's not all good and happy all the time. We know that. But God gives us the presence of his comforting presence every day in the midst of our anxiety and fears that we go through. He promises a better future, and that's what Jesus told them. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And in my Father's house are many mansions, and when I prepare, I will come to you, come return to you and take you to be with me there. It's not about just a distant heaven somewhere outside of our realm that we cannot see. It is about belonging. It's about knowing that we are not forgotten, not abandoned, but we have a God who will come and take us with him to be there with him eternally. There's a place of future hope that Jesus is promising them. A place where we are known and we are welcomed. A place where somebody is already there that we know personally. Our Lord is there ahead of us and he is going to take us there with him. Even more comforting of this is that I will come and take you to be with me there. So he says that don't be afraid like Thomas did. Right then Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. Jesus said, you are going where? Thomas had a question. We read that. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way to be there with you? Doubts can come in many different ways. We call Thomas, the doubting Thomas, not only because he didn't believe Jesus rose from the dead. He said that I have to see him and put my hands in his wounds that when I believe, that we call him doubting Thomas. But also, he was a person of doubts all his life. Even at this moment, he's asking them, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Then Jesus said, Thomas, you have been with me for so many years and you still don't know? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Sometimes we forget that, don't we? We have experienced them many, many times. We have felt his presence and his love and his care many, many, many times in the past when we look past. In our times of sickness, in our times of grief, in the times of anxiety and problems that we didn't know where to turn to, God was there giving us all the things that we need as comforting presence and care. But we forget those things when we come to certain areas. And then he said, Lord, we don't know where you are and we don't know where we are. That's what pretty much Thomas was saying. We're all confused, Lord. We don't know where you are going. And how do we know the way when we are not sure of where you are going? Jesus said, I am the way to eternal life. I am the only way. Many times we get confused with many different people talking about different ways to get to God. But God gave us only one way. And that only way is Jesus Christ, his only Son, who came to this world to open that door for us. So there is something very deeply reassuring about that question about Thomas. Do not be afraid to ask questions to God, because it is better to ask questions and get the comforting answer from God than not to question and then we will become miserable without an answer. Questions do not push us away from God, but they often draw us to God, because we are human beings. We are naturally prone to doubts and questions. Jesus responds the one most powerful comforting declarations, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He does not hand them a map or directions or how to handle your problems this way or that way. He didn't give them any directions. He said, believe in me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the one whom you need. When life feels confusing, he is the way. When truth feels hard to find, he is the truth. And when hope feels distant, he is our hope. Because he is the one who gave us the hope of eternity. That means our peace is not found in having every answer, but in walking with the one who is the answer. He is the answer to all of our questions, all of our problems. He will never lead us somewhere his love cannot sustain us. He will never lead us where he cannot go, because he will be ahead of us at that destination where he's going to take us to. So we walk forward, not because the path is clear, but because the one who leads us is there already and he is faithful, and we know that. It is about the presence of God in the midst of our anxiety and fear. It is not the promise, just a promise, but it is His presence that comforts us. We are not moving toward an empty destination, but toward a relationship that has never let us go and forsake us or leave us. Daniel, you all know, was thrown into the lion's den. But God's presence was there in the midst of that problem that he was going through. That came, the angels came and shut the mouth of the lions in that pit. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you all know, the three boys who are put in the fiery furnace for their faith. But the king who put them in the fire saw a fourth person walking in the fire with them. And the king who did not know the living God said, looks like the Son of God. Where did he get that revelation? Because in that kind of fiery furnace, only God can save them. And he knew that. And he acknowledged that there is a powerful living God who can save us from the fiery pit and the most strong and the strongest fire that we can ever go through. So when we are going through these kinds of situations, don't be afraid. Remember the words of Jesus, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Keep on saying that. Keep on saying that when you are confused. And keep on saying that when you are anxious. Keep on saying that when you are afraid of the future. Not just your future, maybe your family's future, your parents' future, your children's future. Keep on saying that. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Because there is a God who can give us and walk with us during those times. When life feels confusing, he becomes the way and truth feels hard to find. He is the truth. Our peace is not found in having every answer, but he is the answer to every problem. And he is also giving us a hope for eternity. Something that goes beyond our life in this world. Not just our problems, immediate problems, but also after this life in this world. After all the pain and the suffering that we may have to go through, even through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with us. That's the promise. A great shepherd who will walk us through the valley of shadow of death. There's a place prepared for us who will be walking with us to that place. Perhaps the deepest comfort of all of this is that one who calls us to trust him is already gone through all of these things that we are going through. And he is there ahead of us, waiting for us to get there. And so we walk forward, not because the path is clear, but because the one who leads us is faithful. And that is enough. To trust in a God who has been faithful in the past. He is the same yesterday, he is the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. Scripture never pretends that life is easy. In fact, we see through the Bible that even the most faithful people walk through the deep valleys, just like David, who wrote Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because the valley is real, the shadows are real, but so is the presence of God. And it is real because he has been faithful to us. He will be faithful in the midst of our valleys. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we grow from this place, as we prepare ourselves for the table that we celebrate or take part is the Lord's table, and it's not a table of the church. So it is open to all, regardless of a denomination, age, or gender. The Lord's table is open to all who accept him as Lord and Savior. The ushers will guide you as we turn to the liturgy. I will bring it up on the screen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your law. We have not loved the neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth, all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy God of power and life, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your name, your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to God, and broke bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one with ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your Holy Church, our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We are waiting for them to join us. 1 second. You'll come as the ushers guide you, and we'll start the communion. And then there you are. the holy mystery that we just took part. I'll pray first and Pastor Nelson will pray after you. Let us pray. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for that you have joined us in this sacrament, uniting us with Christ and with all the faithful who have come and gone. We give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. May we remember that we belong to you and that you lead us into newness of life. Grant that we may go into all the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta mañana, pues en nuestro Dios, gracias por este hermoso tiempo en el cual podemos tomar tu santa cena como un solo cuerpo en Cristo. Gracias por lo bueno que ustedes con nosotros. Nos ponemos en tus manos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Closing hymn is Victory in Jesus, 370 in the book. It's also on the screen. Please stand if you are able for the closing hymn.
Bye.
Jesus is our answer to all of our problems. When life feels confusing, he is the way. And when truth is hard to find, he is the truth. And when hope feels distant, he is our hope. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.